Welcome back to the Mind Body Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Spaeth. I hope you guys have been having an absolute epic week. We had a beautiful weekend with the Nugget, did a bunch of family things, went to do some crazy water park that I probably haven't been to since I was 5 years old. So it was really fun to come back and re-experience that now with my own three-year-old. And so it was just a beautiful, beautiful time. So I hope you guys are really thoroughly enjoying this summer. We have been blessed with some amazing weather. And so getting outdoors, getting into nature, getting all that beautiful grounding energy from the sun, from the earth, from the trees, from everything in the water is absolutely beautiful. But I wanted to come on here today and I wanted to talk about emotional addiction. And what do I mean by emotional addiction? Well, some things people don't know is that we can actually become addicted to emotional patterns. We can become addicted to the feelings of what we would consider anxiety and stress, ultimately putting us in a state of addiction to things like adrenaline and cortisol. So what does that look like? So let's look back. We're going to go back. When you were a child, were raised in a home that might have been more chaotic, maybe it was unstable, maybe there were things like abuse, and your nervous system was always on alert, always kind of looking for that next worst case scenario, because you may or may not know what you were going to be experiencing as a child, your body then became addicted to the feelings of cortisol and adrenaline. And so what happens is what that looks like in the adult version is that we could be consuming or spreading gossip. We could be having tendencies to overwork ourselves, overcommit ourselves, or always having to fill free time. We might be feeling feelings of numbness or boredom, unless if there's a chaotic or stressful situation happening. Our relationships could come with a bunch of unpredictable highs and lows or push and pull dynamics. Or we could use different activities like shopping or porn just to ultimately numb ourselves because we're feeling stress and shame. So when we look at constantly being in a state of high adrenaline or cortisol, that then feels normal to us. But what happens is when we're in a state of calm, peace, maybe, you know, nothing really going on in the world, we almost use that space to create more chaos and drama because our nervous system doesn't know how to handle the peacefulness, the quietness, the stillness of life because we were raised in a situation where there was more chaos and unpredictability. So we basically subconsciously are then seeking situations to be able to relive these stories and patterns because it's the only way we then feel alive. So if you're thinking about this or if this is resonating with you, really do a deep dive into a journal with yourself and to really try to cultivate awareness on, wow, I maybe struggle giving myself, you know, a free quiet hour in the morning or the afternoon or the evening because when I'm in a state of silence, I feel physical emotions running through my body and I don't know how to process them. So I either need to numb, distract, or subconsciously create more of a chaotic situation. Now, this can show up in your relationships. Maybe you're, you know, past the honeymoon phase, all the fun lovey drugs are out of the system. Maybe you've been with your partner 2+ years at this point. And let's say you have like 3 or 6 or 9 month cycles where everything seems to be going good. And then all of a sudden, like you just need to blow shit up. And it's almost like when I say blow shit up, it's like your mind creates a story that becomes chaotic around your partner because your system isn't used to having peace within it. So this can show up, like I said, in many different ways, many different circumstances. And the best thing to do is to see if you do have some like emotional instability, is to give yourself the space, give yourself the time to sit with yourself and see, wow, can I be here alone in the quiet without anything going on, without any distractions, no phone, no social media, no TV, no radio, no podcast, no nothing? And how does your body feel in that moment? So I always say the first step to figuring this out is to become aware that the cycle first and foremost even exists. And then it's to understand that it is an emotional addiction. So we're either feeling the core emotions that our body is the most familiar with, i.e. adrenaline, cortisol, and then becoming aware of when we're trying to avoid or distract from our own internal thoughts and pain. So those are two things to become aware of when we're looking to see if we have emotional addictions. And then to be able to heal, basically what happens is you need to first cultivate the awareness, and then we have to learn how to be able to teach our bodies that we are safe in an environment that is not chaotic. Because when it's an unchaotic environment, our bodies don't know how to respond because it's programmed to always be in a state of chaos. So how do we do this? What does this look like? Now, maybe it's taking breaks from different activities that might create more adrenaline within the body. So maybe some people are using exercise to help ease the emotional addiction that they're feeling because they want to feel that cortisol pumping through their bodies when they're doing something like HIIT sprints or like a high intensity interval training style workout. Or maybe you constantly go towards like some paranormal or scary style shows because you're used to having that adrenaline running through your body. And so even in times of lull, times of peace and quiet, you go and you try to distract yourself. So being very cognizant of the things in which you are viewing. Try to give yourself more space in the day to have some quiet time to sit and to journal, to meditate, to breathe. How can you teach yourself to sit with the emotion without trying to distract yourself away from the way in which you feel? Maybe it's placing some boundaries around certain people. Maybe there's, you know, some coworkers or family members or friends that are just kind of more high drama, high chaotic, maybe a little bit more unstable, and create some boundaries around those people. And maybe just take some time to just be with yourself, sitting with yourself in a state of surrender in to whatever it is that the body is feeling in the moment. So it's interesting, and this is something I've been really highly diving into, is where am I emotionally addicted? And it's funny because I, by taking a swift look into my own self and to dissect my own patterns and emotional addictions, I can then see even in timing, every 3, 6, 9 months, I'd always feel like it was too good to be true. Like life was just too good to be true. Like, oh, everything just seems like it's been too kind of like quiet and peaceful. So I need to like do something to blow shit up. In a sense of maybe I need to pick a fight with my husband over something ridiculous because my body doesn't know how to respond in a state of peace. So asking yourself questions of, you know, do I constantly wake up with feelings of adrenaline, feelings of cortisol? Do I have cortisol running through my body even before I go to sleep when my cortisol levels should have already been dropping off 5, 6, 7 hours prior, where melatonin then was supposed to kick in? It's not keeping me awake at night. Are there different addictions that I may have that continue to keep the cortisol and adrenaline high automatically within my body? Because what would life look like if I didn't have these emotions running through it at all times? Who am I if I'm not always feeling these feelings? Just some fun nuggets bringing for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. It's just a short, sweet, to the point, but something I really wanted to bring in here because I just continue to notice it day in and day out, especially in the world in which we live in today. Because we will never be able to heal anything outside of ourselves until we can get radically honest with healing inside of ourselves. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please give it a rating and review. Share it with somebody who might need it today. I hope you guys have an absolute beautiful week. Thank you for joining me on the Mind Body Freedom Podcast. Again, anywhere else you want to find me, I am on Instagram at @IamNatalieSpaith. And another beautiful free piece of content and value is my Warrior Co. group on Facebook. If you're not a part of that, just go on in, join the group, answer a couple questions, and you'll be able to see me bi-weekly.